There we go. And welcome, Sandy.
Hi, everybody. I can only see half my head. Is that true for you guys too? Okay. All right. I'm Sandy, recovered compulsive overeater. Nice to be here. Step 12, working with others. This is working with others. This is what's happening here. Step 12 is having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. We tried to carry the message to, I say, compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. So it says that we have had a spiritual experience as a result of these steps. And the step 1 through 11 steps are the ones that each one has a principle that we've learned to go deeper into. And then we take that and continue our life and work with others and practice those principles. For me, I've been through the steps many times and worked with a lot of people. And what happened for me was I just was not feeling like I really could carry the message. I wanted to learn to carry the message better. And I was gifted with direction to the BBA. That's all I can say. And did a workshop last August. And what I got from that, I got so much from that, but I went way deeper into everything. Pretty much my experience had been that I'd been through the book and read it and done the steps, and I understood a lot intellectually, but I wasn't actually doing what it took to have the experiences. So I couldn't pass that on. I couldn't pass that on to other people. So I wanted to learn more and go deeper, and I did. And the workshop, the people who worked with me. If I didn't have people to work with me, I just read this book, I would get something. But it's those people that have worked with me who have changed my life. So I have a couple notes that I think I need to use because it gives me security. But I also have learned through the steps that I need to trust God, that I can't figure this out. I can't control this show. And I need to look and see what is it that's blocking me from having God direct me. And that's what I have to do, even when I'm trying to share on the 12th step. So working with others, I'm working with others because it helps me. I'm not there to help them, and maybe it'll help them, but it's helping me. And that's been my experience. When I want to talk to somebody about one of the steps or take them through the steps, I have to look at my experience. All I have is my experience to share with them. I don't have good ideas. I have, what did I do? What worked for me? That's what I have to share. So sponsoring is not too difficult. I don't have to figure anything out. I look to see, what did I do? I went to meetings. I got a sponsor. I talked to people. I did this. And I did a lot. And then working with others, the thing about working with others is now it's them, not me. It's no longer, what am I? It's like, where can I get outside myself? I've been so self-centered and consumed with myself most of my life. Working with others is putting my attention on somebody else. And that starts that started at my first meeting. Let me help put the chairs up. Let me talk to somebody who's new. Let me get outside myself. Somebody directed me to do that. And it was the start of letting go of my self-centeredness. You know, before it's like me, 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 help me. What can I do? What can, you know, but it's once I start working with others, it's going the other direction. It's getting outside of myself. So I wanted to read this first paragraph on page 89 because it just is so important. Practical experience shows that nothing will so much as ensure immunity from overeating as intensive work with other compulsive overeaters. It works when other activities fail. This is our 12th suggestion. Carry this message to other compulsive overeaters. You can help when no one else can. You can secure their confidence when others fail. Remember, they are very ill. The next paragraph I'm going to read, because I've been told these are the 12-step promises. Life will take on new meaning. To watch other people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and each other is the bright spot of our lives. And that is so true for me. That is so true. And I see people that have been in program for a really long time. They've been abstaining. They come to meetings, but they have never sponsored. And what happens for me is like, oh, they are so missing out. They are missing out on so much. And I can tell them that, but it doesn't, you know, I can try and share that. I can share how much it has benefited me by working with other people. Let's see. Some of the things I've gotten out of working with other people is that it strengthens my recovery, for one thing. It reminds me where I've come from and that I don't want to go back there. That's really important because it's been a long time since my last binge. It's been a really long time. I can still remember it. I don't quite have the feeling of it, but I need to be around people who express their suffering and how they just, you know, it's just so hard for them. I need to remember that. I need to be around that. It's good for me. I need to be accountable to other people. If I could do this on my own, I would be doing it on my own. I wouldn't be here. I'd be out there starting over on Monday, new diet. Oh man. And maybe I could help somebody. You know, it just says at the bottom of 89, to be helpful is our only aim. You know, maybe I could be helpful to somebody. And it's just, and I just keep learning. Let's see. The working with others, it talks a lot about how to work with others and what to do and stuff like that. But it's when you take somebody through the steps, when I take somebody through the steps, it's me going through the steps again too. And I need to keep doing that. I went through the workshop in August through November. And then I started a workshop taking three people through the BBA. And that has, I think I have learned more in that than I have anywhere else. Because I can't pass this on unless I am really clear on what we're talking about. And I just keep getting clearer and clearer. And I've had a lot of help from my sponsor and from other people and being directed to listen to so-and-so talk and this and that, you know. And it's, I'm actually kind of stunned at how much there is there. And you know what else, what that means is there's a whole lot more. If I keep doing this, there's going to be a whole lot more. Anyway, I have gotten so much, and I got so much gratitude that, you know, I have to give back. I can't just take and not give back. It's like, I know I'm a little greedy about a lot of things, but I got to give it back. I want you guys to have what I have. I have a fabulous life and I don't have to start a diet today. It's Monday. I don't have to do it. Thank goodness, you know, and I didn't overeat last night and I'm not feeling regret this morning, you know, and I have this God in my life that will guide me as long as I can clear away those things that are blocking me. And working with others, you know, I got to talk to God before I work with others because I don't know what to say to these people. I do the best I can, but I can get direction. And, you know, sometimes I'm stunned at what thoughts come into my head. Maybe you guys have had that experience too, but boy, you know, how's my time? Am I about done, Jeff?
About 9 more minutes. Take your time.
Okay. Let me see. I read somewhere, someone said, if no one was doing 12-step work, there probably wouldn't be a program. And I started to think about that. Think of what that meant, you know. I mean, if nobody stepped up to help me, if they just said, read the book, you know, I might've got something, but actually I just, there's so much to be had by other people's experiences because I can get stuck in just looking at something one way and there's so much more to see. Let's see, I don't have much more to say. I think I might have to just open it up to hear what you guys have to say. But if you're not working with others or if you're afraid to sponsor or if you're new, you can just start by making a phone call to somebody. You know, I know that we don't have in-person meetings right now, but just making contact with somebody, you know, just giving them, even sending them a text, just not trying to do it by yourself. If I was when I run into a newcomer, I want to make them feel welcome. I suggest they start somewhere with a food plan. Need to start somewhere. Just start, you know, reach out, get some phone numbers, make some phone calls. I'll maybe even call them. And that's what people did for me. And that's what I need to do. And that's what I like to do. I like to reach out to new people and then have them feel welcome. It's scary. It's a scary thing to come into these rooms and say, I can't quit eating. And I was made welcome. I felt welcome. And I just have to give that back. And I'm so glad to be here. And I think I'll stop there. Thank you guys for being there so that I can share. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.